Find, if you would, in your Bible, please, the 14th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 14 will be our text tonight. I have a Sunday night message that I want to preach to you, and I want you to understand my heart in this message. I want you to understand that it is designed to encourage us, lift us, and draw us together. It's designed to protect us. And it's designed to enable the Lord to work not only in us, but through us. And I want to speak tonight on the subject of ministering together. Ministering together. We're a body of believers, aren't we not? And we know the unity of being the church. We know the unity of being the body of believers. And I believe that our church knows wonderful unity. I think our church knows a single-mindedness. I do believe that our church loves the Lord. And I believe that we love one another. And I can say all of these kind things about our church, but then I would put a statement at the end of that. But we're human. But we're human. And in our humanity, we are sinners. All we are sinners saved by grace. We have the nature of Christ in us, but we also have that old nature that lies within us. And praise God, the new nature has delivered us from the power of the old nature. It no longer has dominion over us. It no longer is that that we need be subject to. We can know victory as we have been set free from that. Sometimes our old nature can rear its ugly head. And I don't know about your nature, but I know about my nature. It's ugly. Is your nature ugly? Amen. Amen. So there's been a problem. And I don't think that this problem is just in our church. I think if you will look at the Word of God, you can trace this problem all the way back to the early church. I know that the Apostle Paul had to deal with this problem, and he had to deal with it rather sharply. Praise the Lord, I don't have to deal with it rather sharply tonight. I get to deal with it rather tenderly. And the problem that he dealt with is the problem that I want to tenderly deal with tonight, and that's getting along, ministering together, maintaining in the midst of battle a recognition of whose team I am on, maintaining when the stress of ministry unloads or unfolds as we go forward, remembering that you're my brother and you're my sister. Amen? Okay. Now, the Apostle Paul had to deal with this rather sharply a couple of times, and every time the church was, not every time, but a lot of times when the church got together, it wasn't necessarily a good thing. Matter of fact, in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul had to talk with them about when they came together, that it would be for the better and not for the worse, which means that when they came together in unity to serve the Lord, when they came together as one for vacation Bible school in the early church, that their good was not evil spoken of. And I'm preaching tonight to protect our church. And I'm preaching tonight to protect vacation Bible school. I don't know about you, but I want Vacation Bible School to be a spiritual success. And it should be a spiritual success. And I want us to understand that we're not just doing this to fill a week. You heard Brother Nick, we're busy enough. But we're doing this to reach the souls of boys and girls and yea, their parents with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul had a problem. And the problem was when the church was coming together for purpose, or they were coming together for ministry, they were kind of biting one another. They were kind of aggressive with one another. Matter of fact, if you look at chapter 14 of the book of Romans and you look at verse number 15, you will see that there's a word in there, capital D, because it's beginning a new sentence, and you see the word destroy. Do you see that? Come down, if you would, if you want to underline that word, come down to verse number 20, and you see this word destroy again. Now, Paul's talking about relationships between believers as we're serving the Lord. And Paul's talking to them about remembering what the goal is as we serve together. And he has two concerns while they're serving together. Verse number 15, it says that word destroy. Destroy not, what's the word after that? Him. All right? Destroy not him. That him, you will find as we go into the chapter, is your Christian brother or your Christian sister. And Paul said, now as you're ministering together and you're serving together, let's not destroy each other. Come, if you would, to verse number 20. Not only do we not want to destroy each other, we also do not want to destroy for meat, destroy not the, what are those three words? Work of God. So we don't want to destroy our brother, and we do not want to destroy the work of God. Now, Vacation Bible School is a work of God. And Randy Newton is our brother. Amen? Can't choose your family. Just kidding, Randy. Okay? So, as I'm looking at Vacation Bible School, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm the pastor, I'm a little bit nervous. Why? Because sometimes we bring hundreds of people together, and our good gets a little bit evil spoken of. Sometimes we get a little nippy with each other, or we get a little bit defensive about our responsibility, maybe a little bit over here. And even though we've got nothing but eternity in mind, I sure don't want to destroy my brother, and I sure don't want the work of God to be destroyed. Okay? And so I just want to remind you tonight that, yeah, we're serving the Lord, but we're also human. And I want to remind you tonight that when you come together on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you need to come spiritually prepared. You need to come, and you're going to see the admonition that Paul gives, not wanting the enemy to use you. Well, don't do it that way. We're going to do it this way. Don't eat that. Don't touch that. Walk this way. Let's not destroy our brother. Okay? And whatever, I don't want, for me as the pastor, and I'll use myself, I don't want to walk around here on Vacation Bible School night and get in the flesh, and then me get in the flesh and blow up, and then somehow me in the flesh destroy what God wants to do in the lives of young people. Okay? So this is kind of preventative, and it's a little bit tender, but churches need to know this. People need to know this. It goes all the way back. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been here 11 years, and usually, boy, I have a little bit of kissing and making up to do after Vacation Bible School. And not with Beverly. And so I want to set your mind straight. Go, if you would, please, to chapter 14, verse number 1. I'll just read this context here. I promise you I'll be done by quarter till. Paul is going to, this. I know this chapter deals with how we relate to the weaker brother, but it deals with how we treat our brother. And I understand the depth of what's going on here, but there are some nuggets here that we need to know as the people of God. Verse number 1, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. Now he's got a problem here. For one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth what? Herbs, okay? Vegetables. There actually is a verse in the Bible that says vegetables bring about a weakness. So children, you can use that against your parents if you want to. All right? So Paul's got a man here who one brother who eats meat and one brother who doesn't eat meat. And these are both saved brothers. Now, verse number 3 talks about the responsibility we have to our brother. Let not him that eateth, what's that next word? Despise him that eateth not. Let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. So now Paul said, now I got one guy wants to do it this way, and another guy wants to do it this way. Now you that want to go this way, don't despise this guy over here, and over here, don't despise this guy. Both of these guys are brothers in the Lord. The direction they're going is not sinful. This is just the way that they want to serve the Lord. Look, if you would, at verse number 4. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. Now, Paul's saying, listen, you're not God and I'm not God. And so Paul says, I've got a brother here who's serving the Lord. He belongs to the Lord. And Paul says, now God will take care of his brother. Don't you stand over here and judge your brother. Why would you discount your brother? He's not sinning against God. He wants to eat meat, let him eat meat. You don't want to eat meat, you don't have to eat meat. But don't despise him and don't get aggressive toward him. And don't think just because he's doing it differently, he's doing it wrong. So when you come to Vacation Bible School, if one teacher wants to put it on the right side and the other one wants to put it on the left, don't kill each other. Amen. You think this is ridiculous? Oh boy, one day I'm going to write a book. Okay, so you may not plate it like this person's going to plate it. No problem. Get it on the plate. It's a cookie. It's a cookie. It's going in. It's coming out. It's a cookie. As long as the kid eats the cookie, let him eat the cookie. Don't kill each other. Verse number 5. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord. For he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. None of us live to himself. No man dieth to himself. What is he saying? He's saying, listen, their intention is to bless the Lord. Their intention is to honor the Lord. And if they regard one thing, they regard it unto the Lord. If you don't regard it, you don't regard it unto the Lord. That's okay. Now, I understand that when we come together in a night like Vacation Bible School, we have a leader. His name is Randy Newton. He's a good leader. Amen? He's God's man. So he carries the responsibility. Man, I'm glad not to carry responsibility for Vacation Bible School. He carries the responsibility in steering the ship. Okay? Are you with me? Good. I'm helping myself, man. I'm doing good. He's steering the ship. So really and truthfully, we got to do it like Randy says. He's the boss. Now, I can outrank him. But I work for him Monday through Thursday. So if Randy says, Pastor, hold the sign, I'll hold the sign. He says, Pastor, I want it done like this. Yes, sir, Randy, you're going to do it like this. I'll do it. He's the leader. Now, if he delegates authority to somebody, and God forbid he delegates it to my wife and I have to work for her, then I'm under that authority. Okay? But where there's no direction there per se, and Randy says, listen, I don't care if it's on a plate, I don't care if it's on a napkin, I don't care if it falls in the dirt, get it in their mouth. Amen. Okay, so we're going to get it in their mouth, and we're going to do it loving one another. Oh, this is good preaching. Now look at verse number 9. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Why do you judge your brother?
Why doest thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the what class? Judgment seat of Christ. So all of us are going to have to give an account to the Lord for the motive in which we served, how we did it. And Paul is teaching us that. Verse 12, he reminds him of that again. We're going to give an account. All right. And then he goes on, and for sake of time, I'll just skip to verse 15. He says, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not, what's that word? Charitably. Now, I preached on this on a Wednesday night. Now, this is how I want you to walk Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I want you to walk in love. It doesn't matter if it's a straight line, if we don't have love for one another. Don't be so concentrated on the task that we destroy the brother. Now, okay, Lord, I didn't want to say this, but I'll say it. Churches are supposed to take their pastor's personality. You people are in trouble. Okay? You're never going to find me destroying a brother because they don't do it my way. Not everything that happens in this church happens the way I like it. But I don't destroy my brother. Okay, God, it didn't go like I like it. It didn't go this way. It didn't kill us. It wasn't a sin. I'll just back down. I kind of have this mentality, even if you did wrong to some degree, I'm not going to destroy my brother or the work of God to prove a point or to be the leader. And I don't want you to do that either. Now, that doesn't mean we have chaos. We have a leader. He's got massive responsibility to come here filled with God, to come here and give direction. And we've got massive responsibility to come here spirit-filled and follow that direction. Amen. Okay. I know you're nervous. All right. So destroy not him with thy meat. What does that mean? That means that if you're in charge of something, and at the end, everybody hates you, that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay? And if you've got five people that you're in charge of, and none of them want to serve again next year in Vacation Bible School, that's a problem. Well, Pastor, they didn't do it the way I wanted them to do it. Okay, understand. There's ways to go about that. But don't blow up and tell them all to get out of here and this and that, or you'll do it yourself. Walk charitably among them. Help them. Be humble about it. None of the work reflects you. All of this should reflect the Lord. Verse number 16. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. Hey, Pastor, we got them all fed. We got them all in the games. We got them all done. We got the task finished, but everybody's bloody and laying on the ground. That didn't help me. That didn't help me. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. I love verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Now get this. The kingdom of God is not the program. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in who class? The Holy Ghost. So. I don't care about how well organized to a degree. I care about the spirit of the thing. Now, Randy's provided wonderful, wonderful leadership, and he cares about that. But you can't let the program become more important than people. You're with me, right? Pastor, why would you preach such a dumb message? Because I'm the guy that's got to go pick up all the pieces. I'm the guy that calls so-and-so and says, haven't seen you, I'm never coming back to that church again. Why? Because I served in that thing and those people talked to me nasty, they mistreated me, they did this. If those people are Christians, I don't want anything part. Click. That's happened to me numerous times. That's right. I don't ever bring it to you, except for now, because I don't want to do that anymore. Man, we should love one another. Let's love one another, okay? So he goes on, And he says now that it's not the program, it's righteousness, peace, and joy. Verse 18, for he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to who? God. And, I love that, read those three words, approved of men. You want to be approved of men? Learn how to love people. Understand the spirit in which you serve. Understand that most people come here and they want to find some way in the mindset that says, I'm investing more in people, and they have that relationship there. Now, I understand things got to get done, but the approving of men ought to mean something to you. And the approving of men is those people that serveth Christ acceptable in this manner. Verse number 19, I want this to be the key verse for these 4 days. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Now, we're going to have a house full of children. There will be no peace. There will be no peace. But we're going to follow after peace. Don't you eat that. You can't have two. You're not God. If we need more cookies, I'll go buy more cookies. They can always have my cookie. Always. Always. So if a little kid wants to eat two cookies, he can have the pastor's cookie. Now, it may be the rule they can only have one cookie, but then present it in a loving way. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. The pastor said if you eat that cookie, he'll kill you. No. Well, we're out here in the game time and we didn't. No, let's follow after peace. When you run into a problem, the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure God's not offended. Next thing, you don't want to make sure that somebody doesn't get so offended they don't get to hear the gospel. And then you don't want to make sure that you devour your brother or the work of God, so we work things out charitably and peaceful. And so if we have a problem with something, you go to somebody and say, you know, Brother Randy said that, this is what you do. You use authority. Use authority. Brother Randy really only wanted me to give them one cookie, and you've given them 100. I'm trying to do what he tells me to do. I can ask him if they can have more. Or Brother Randy really wanted them just to be this couple of minutes in games. He wanted everybody, and so I'm just trying to do that. Use the authority, not you as the ultimate authority. Let it rest in there. And I have found that when you work under authority, you have God's blessing. So don't destroy each other. Don't destroy the work of God. Let us follow after things which make for peace. Verse 19. And things wherewith one may, what are those two words? Edify one another. That word edify means to build up. To build up. So when you feel like strangling your coworker, your job's to build up your coworker. Your job is to follow after peace and to edify one another. And then he said there in verse number 20, for meat destroy not the work of God. Now listen, there is nothing that we will run into as a body of believers that is worth the soul of a child. So, you can't come here and get all riled up in your flesh. And because what the devil will do is he'll come in, he'll find the one that's weak in their flesh, and he'll begin to work through. And you don't want to be the person that allowed the enemy into this vacation Bible school to hinder a child from coming to know the Lord. Amen? So don't, for nothing's worth destroying the work of God. Nothing. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. You don't want to cause an offense and create an evil there. Now, I know you don't want to do that. We have a loving church. But when we get in the heat of battle, and basically that's what Vacation Bible School is. It should be called Vacation Battle School. okay? Something doesn't go your way, don't murmur, don't complain. If you have an opinion or an idea or a suggestion, your opinion, your idea, and your suggestion is valuable. But you find the leader. You say, Brother Randy, I just wanted to let you know that we did it that way, but we found that this problem occurred. If we did it this way, then we could probably free that up. Now, he's going to say one of two things. Either, no, because I really had this as a direction, and I'd like you to stick with this, or, hey, that's a great idea. Thank you for your wisdom. I don't need you to go into a corner somewhere and start running our mouths. Amen? Okay. I preached in my heart tonight because I want us to have a great 4 days. We have a great church. But we're human. We're human. Now, there's only one sheriff in this place, and you're looking at him. So don't make me come and say, were you here Sunday night? Are you trying to say something? Yeah, I'm trying to say something. Were you here? All right, let's pray.